The Tom Woods Show, episode 937.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Folks, we are inching toward the 1,000th episode of The Tom Woods Show, and I'd like you to join me for it at a special event in Orlando, September 9th. Featuring Michael Malice and Tom DiLorenzo as special guests, and the great Eric July as MC. It's absolutely free, but you gotta register. Check it out at tomwoods.com/Orlando. Hello, everybody. Tom Woods here. You are in for a treat today. That's all I have to say. What a fun conversation this is going to be, and I'm really grateful to the folks in my supporting listeners Facebook group, access to which is available at supportinglisteners.com, for steering me in the direction of this guest, Roger Anderson. Man, are you going to love what he's done to go after annoying telemarketers, and in particular scammers over the phone who try to scam you out of your financial information or even your money itself. What he has done is absolutely brilliant. And you are going to love hearing about this tremendous market response to a really, really annoying and sometimes deeply immoral practice. Roger Anderson is a telecommunications consultant and contractor. He has almost 25 years worth of telecom experience, and man, did he put that to good use. That's all I'll say so as not to spoil anything. Roger, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me, Tom.
I don't want to overstate things, so let me just put it this way. You are the greatest hero in American history. This is absolutely tremendous what you've done. And I have to start off just by telling my own personal story, and then I'll let you carry most of this. But as I indicated before we went on, we've all had run-ins with not just telemarketers, but particularly scammer telemarketers, the ones who are telling you you've got a virus on your computer and only they can take it off, or I'm from the IRS and you owe some money. And I had a recording left on my voicemail, and I called them back, and of course it was a scam. As if you call the IRS and they say, hello, IRS. I wish that were the case, right?
After half a ring.
Half a ring, they immediately answer, right. And of course, his name is like, you know, Roger Sherman, but it doesn't sound like any Roger Sherman I've ever met. So anyway, so I talked to them, and I had a little fun with them, and then I thought, wait a minute, I host a podcast. Why don't I go home and call them and record the whole thing? And which indeed I did, and I told them they were being recorded, and we had a lot of fun with it. So on our show notes page for this episode, I'm going to link to that episode. But what I did is like a grain of sand on the beach compared to what you have done. So explain how you propose. You actually say in an article for Business Insider that you personally can put a stop to this Windows pop-up scam, where this pop-up window appears, there's a virus on your computer, you have to call us on the phone. How can you do that?
So, yes, I build robots. I'm not a particularly funny guy, right? But I programmed robots to then interact with these telemarketers, so that way I didn't have to. And as you probably encountered with that was fun for one phone call. Now imagine trying to do that day after day after day. Eventually it would get old, and your time is much more valuable than whoever you're talking to on the phone, right? So I said, well, we have to automate this. And so I programmed robots to do it instead. And so my robots sound convincingly human, enough at least to tie them up for, you know, anywhere from 30 seconds to, you know, sometimes 20 minutes or more. These robots will keep people engaged. But I got a Windows pop-up on my computer, and I thought, well, wait a minute. I'm a telephone guy. I work on phone systems. I have a really big telephone system at my disposal, and it's guaranteed to be bigger than their phone system, right, whoever these Windows support scammers are. And I have robots that sound like humans. So what if I combine those two together and just crush them, just pound them into the sand? And that's what I did. I programmed this phone system to call on 20 simultaneous channels for about 1,000 phone calls, and I was expecting the worst, and after maybe 15 minutes, they shut off the number. And that's when I realized that I have the ability and the technology to, you know, once I find a phone number that's definitely a scammer number, I can just pound it into the ground until they have to shut it. They have no choice but to shut it off, because as soon as they hang up the phone, 2 seconds later, another robot's calling them. It's a little scary and it sounds illegal. And it's, you know, technology that I wouldn't want to release into the hands of just anybody, because I'm being a phone guy. I really, really respect the telecom network, and I certainly wouldn't want to do that, to anybody accidentally, right? Or wouldn't want anyone to do it as a prank to someone else. But certainly these Windows support scammers and these fake IRS scammers, I think there's no question in anyone's mind that those guys need to go away.
Oh yeah. It's absolutely horrible, because of course I'm making fun of the silliness of their plan, that they're actually going to have me, they wanted me to get in the car, stay on the phone with them while I drove to Target, which I don't have a Target within a half an hour of me. But
I heard that call. Yeah, I listened to your call. That was very, very funny.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good, good. Yeah, and that was their plan. I mean, but on the other hand, obviously it works on some people. And so
it just breaks your heart when you hear about it,
yeah.
Right? And yeah, and it's your, you know, if you're savvy enough to know better, then it's almost like it's your civic duty to spend time on the phone with them so they can't call that victim next.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Keep them on the line with somebody who knows what their game is, so that some naive or uninformed person doesn't get snookered. So
Right.
It was very gratifying, by the way, not long after I aired that episode, to see all these news reports about an operation that took them down. Hundreds of them were taken into custody and a bunch of them are in jail. So it's, you know, that. Who knows what the collective actions of so many people may have contributed to. So explain to me now how to somebody, I mean, talk to me like I'm seven, because I don't know how the telecom works at all.
Mm-hmm.
How it can be, I mean, not every number that they create is one of your people going to find out about. So, I mean, at some point they can start a new number and then you won't know what that new number is, and then they're safe, right?
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing. It's like whack-a-mole, right? I'll shut off a number, but they cycle the numbers very quickly. In the case of the fake IRS, unfortunately, you know, they'll leave 50,000 voicemails out there, and if they don't get a call back within a day, then probably they never will, right? And so they just cycle the number and get a new number. So it's very difficult to keep up with the phone numbers in the case of when they leave a message, and the same thing with Windows, right? They can just cycle those numbers very quickly, and it's impossible to keep up. So it has to be in much the same way that I've automated the ability to disable these numbers through just a flood of crushing phone calls and fake people. The process of collecting and harvesting these bad numbers also needs to be automated, and then we could potentially do it. But that's going to take more than just, you know, some guy with a laptop trying to poke around the internet trying to find these numbers, right? It's going to have to take some automation from some people harvesting numbers. And I'm working with some groups to help with that. But strangely enough, you know, because it sounds illegal, it technically is a telephony denial of service, right? I'm denying. I'm crushing that number through a flood of phone calls, and because of that, there's no corporation in the world that's going to want to help me do that.
Right.
No lawyer is
right.
going to say that's okay to do. And so that's really my challenge, and that's why I've kind of. It's not that I backed off. It's just that it's not really, you know, my core product with Jolly Roger Telephone is to try to help the consumer, protect the consumer from telemarketing, and so I have sort of a different way to do that on the inbound side, right? But it's fun to do, it's fun to write about, and it's fun to listen to some of these calls as their call center just goes away.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there is an app called Mr. Number. Are you familiar with Mr. Number?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay, which isn't exactly what you're calling for, because it can be used for all kinds of things. You can just block an unwanted call from anybody you want, but I think it gives you the option to, if other people have identified a number as a scam number, you can type the number in and see if other people have indeed flagged it.
That's right.
So that's the beginning of something.
That's right. Yeah. Now, in much the same way that it's your civic duty to waste the time of a telemarketer, if you think about it, the more and more people who block their you know, block these bad players, right? Their machines, first of all, these guys, they just use machines to dial the phone. So they'll just load up machines with 100,000 numbers, and the machine will go and try to get somebody on the phone. And then when they get somebody on the phone, a real human on the phone, then they'll send it off to an agent. So if you're blocking telemarketers, all you're doing is encouraging that machine to just call the next person, right? You're moving all of that traffic and all those scammers move away from the people who are using these apps and move on to the less sophisticated people who don't use these apps and unfortunately are more likely to get scammed. So Mike, the concept of Jolly Roger Telephone is let's intercept those calls when they're calling you. And I have robots that sound like people and they won't give anything up. And so these scammers will call you and then Jolly Roger Telephone intercepts the call, chats with that telemarketer, and it consumes their time so that they can't call the next guy. If my robot is on the phone for 8 minutes with a telemarketer, then, you know, maybe that telemarketer doesn't have time to call a couple people today.
Right.
And that's the goal of trying to just create a black hole that just sucks all these telemarketers' time into this black hole.
Right. So now I want to talk about that in particular in your service. So I'm over at your website right now, and it's Jolly Roger Telephone Company. Your name is Roger. Is that where you got the idea? And of course,
it was a completely whimsical idea. I never expected this. This was just a hobby at home, and I ended up posting a audio recording on YouTube, a couple of recordings on YouTube, and just the whimsical idea of calling it the Jolly Roger Telephone Company. Because I didn't, at the time, I was, you know, I'm just a quiet introvert, and I never expected anybody to even know my last name. And so I just posted some stuff and called it the Jolly Roger Telephone Company. And that was how it kind of started. But yeah, and then it just grew from there.
I have to say, the bar you have on the top of the screen, my eye was instantly drawn to was pick a robot. I thought, well, that sounds like something I'd enjoy doing. So I clicked on pick a robot. So now I'm scrolling through. So I went right to Salty Sally. That was very appealing to me. She's a busy mom. She's trying to listen to the telemarketer's call, but she's got this teenage daughter who keeps distracting her. And so she has to say to the telemarketer, I'm sorry, you're going to have to start all over again.
Yeah.
It's so great. And this is a caller who's trying to get her credit card information. So these people absolutely deserve, at the very least, what's being done to them. So I want to know how the service actually works. If I get a call from somebody and I don't instantly know that it's a scammer, how do I turn on your system? How does that work?
So there are several ways to do it. The most surefire way and the way this all started was that I just provide a phone number for these various robots, and all you have to do is conference in, just using three-way call or just add a call if you're using a mobile phone.
Oh, okay.
And just call into a robot, merge the calls together, and then mute yourself and listen along, right? And it's very entertaining, especially when you're just plagued by, and everyone sort of has various flavors of telemarketers that they get. Like, I'm in Southern California, so I get the solar scammers, right? Or the air conditioning guys, right? And so, You know, if you're on a list, and you'll never get off that list, by the way. You can yell at them, shout at them. That person can quit the company. They don't have any control of the auto dialer anyway. When you say take me off your list, they can't. It's not like they can, right? These guys, they don't care. And so that machine will just call you tomorrow and the next day, and they say you'll never get that machine to stop calling you. And so the idea here is when you get this call, you conference in a Jolly Roger telephone robot. It's very satisfying. And then at the end of the call, I will send you a recording of the interaction. And so you'll have it as a WAV file and email. So you need to be a subscriber. It's only $6 per year to subscribe to the service. And you get unlimited calls into these robots where you can conference them in. Now, since then, it's evolved into some more automation. I can now most landlines have a simultaneous ring feature where you can ring another number simultaneously. And I give you a number, and then when you get a phone call, it rings me at the same time. I can look up the caller ID of that caller using a cloud-based service, and then that service tells me if it's a likely telemarketer. If it is, I'll answer automatically. So you might get a little short burst of ring on your home phone, and then Jolly Roger Telephone has picked up the call, chats for a while, and your phone is idle at home, ready to receive more calls. Meanwhile, I've intercepted that telemarketer, and when the call's over, you'll just get an email. So sometimes people say that their phone will ring once, and then 10 minutes later, they'll get an email from Jolly Roger of a robot talking to that scammer. And then and that part is very entertaining as well. And you don't have to lift a finger. In that case, it's all automatic. Same thing for Google Voice, and then I'm working on a mobile phone product to do this for mobiles.
Wow, this is great. $6 a year. I mean, come on. I mean, this entertainment is not worth $6 a year to people?
Yeah, I just want to be the world's answering machine, right? I want it to be low cost, no brainer. There's no reason not to subscribe. And at least you can finally turn those annoying telemarketers into entertainment. And it really does work.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to play a couple of clips in a minute, but first let's give people the website. It's Jolly Roger Telco. That's T-E-L-C-O. JollyRogerTelco.com. And you're just going to love clicking on Pick a Robot, and you get to listen to clips of the different bots you might want to use. So how does this... Just tell me about this service. I think I know the answer, but yeah, you have us pick a robot. So is this... Do I subscribe to one particular bot, or do I have all the choices?
You have all the choices, yeah. Once you sign up, then all of those telephone numbers are available to you. I just need to know your caller ID and your email address, and that's where, and that's why you need to sign up, so that I can send you the recordings.
Okay, all right, this is good. So, and I love the names of them. You've got Whiskey Jack. I really wouldn't want to call Whiskey Jack, I'll tell you that. Wouldn't want to be on the phone with that guy. I like Whitey Whitebeard. Sounds like fun. A whole bunch. I mean, of course, all keeping with the Jolly Roger shtick. So let's play. I think I'd like to play. You actually sent this to me. You've actually uploaded it to YouTube. Can we play that creepy one of the so-called IRS agent? He's flirting with one of your bots. Now, that's funny. But then, as you write, eventually threatens to come over to her apartment and shoot her.
That was creepy. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and play that for the audience right now.
Hello?
Help you.
Yes?
Officer Alex.
Hello?
How can I help you?
Yes?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Am I audible to you?
Okay.
Hello?
Can I just ask you, is this like a call of solicitation, or are you calling about something?
You need to pay the money, ma'am. That's the reason you received the call.
Right.
So now you are ready to resolve this matter, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because it's like I'm kind of in the middle of something, so if you could speed up, like, what the story is about, like what you're selling.
Ma'am, there is no story.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lawsuit under your name regarding tax fraud.
You know, oh my gosh, you called at a time, like I'm watching one of my shows, and it's like, we just switched to a new cable thing. Like, you know, like you have different cable kind of companies where you are?
Ma'am, you know what? You're highly frustrated. You need a good friend,
okay.
And I can be. I think so you're not satisfied with your husband.
Right.
Right? So you want me to come?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Are you mourning?
Yeah, okay.
What do you
mean? Well, I'm just going to tell you, my son made me switch to this new thing. I'm having such a hard time trying to figure out all the how to record my show, and my favorite show is on now, and I don't even know if it's recording. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, do you know all that stuff? Like, can you do it? I know I'm totally getting away from what you're asking me, but, like, these are one of my favorite shows, so I don't know. Like, you know what I mean?
Ma'am, you know what? This is the last time I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
That don't try to be rude with me, or else I'll come at your place, which is 41 Leeds Apartment, 171 Planning,
mm-hmm.
Taxes 7509, and I'll shoot you at your place.
Okay. Well, anyways, I think it's recording. I'm not sure. I'm kind of missing it. Just start over, and I'm going to concentrate on what you're saying to me.
Bye-bye. I don't have time for you. You're not
mm-hmm.
ready to resolve the matter. I'm sending the sheriff at your place.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Whoa. Now, you can do that, too, if you join this service. You can have an experience like that. Great thing about bots, of course, is that no matter what insults are thrown at them, they just barrel on ahead. They are unperturbed.
They're very friendly and agreeable and patient, and that in some ways that gets under their skin, right? Because some of these guys, they just want, you can imagine being a telemarketer. I don't have a lot of sympathy for these guys, but it must be a really boring, dull, horrible job, right? To be one of these telemarketers. And not all of them are scammers. I don't want to say that all telemarketers are scammers.
No.
But I really, as a telecom guy who loves the telephone network, I hate telemarketing. Even legitimate outbound unsolicited telemarketing, if there is such a thing as legitimate, right? Even those guys, I really want the industry to just go away. I hate the industry of outbound calling. And so even if they're nice people, I just don't want this to happen. So that's why That's why I've got these robots that just suck down their time, and they're very patient. And some of these guys, they've just got these horrible jobs where they work in a boiler room and all day long they have to talk on the phone. And sometimes I think, as for their own entertainment, they try to just make you mad. They try to get this, you know, take me off your list. I'm not taking you off your list. I'm cycling so you get more calls. You know, they tease you, right? And my robots don't rise to that bait. And so I think that oftentimes gets them even more angry. And so then they get more abusive and it just doesn't work. And that confuses the telemarketer until they eventually just have to hang up.
Well, if I may make an analogy to something that I do, of course, I would never in a million years want to do telemarketing, but I do email marketing. But there, the rules are pretty well known that you can't send unsolicited email to a whole bunch of people. Or even if they have asked for your email, you can't send them unrelated stuff, or that would be considered spam. So you have to opt in. You have to explicitly opt in. Yes, I want to receive correspondence from this person. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is a good, reasonable solution. I have a landline phone only because I prefer to have it so that I can send old-fashioned faxes. I vastly prefer the fax to the scanner, but that's a whole – I have a quirk about – well, I think the scanner is like 12 steps. Fax, I just put it right through the machine. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And also, it used to be the case that for audio, I used to do a lot of radio interviews, and it's better quality than a cell phone, but Skype's even better than the landline, so I don't really even need it anymore. But there's nobody who even knows the number of this landline. So anytime it rings, I know it's a telemarketer.
Okay.
Anytime.
Yeah.
So I could just put your service on constantly because nobody should be calling that number.
Right. In that case, you would just forward it over to me.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yeah. And I'll let Jolly Roger take care of that. Well, speaking of Jolly Roger, let's play the – now, you have a long 6-minute clip of Jolly Roger. That's the classic, if we may say, voice here. This is your voice. And in particular, we'll go to the part with the "there's a bee on me," which apparently became sort of the classic line associated with this. So we're going to play that right now. This is one of the robots you can choose at jollyrogertelco.com. All right, here we go.
Yes.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Anderson Roger.
Yes.
So how are you?
Oh, actually, hey, hang on a second. Hey, honey.
What, sir?
Yeah.
Well, you are fine?
Well, we haven't really gotten that far. I'm not sure yet. Sorry. Who? Never mind. Can I talk to you later?
Sir.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, no problem.
I'm back. So who's this? Sorry, can you start over? Who's this? Why are you calling?
Sir, this is Robin, calling you from the center.
Sure.
Yeah, sir. Sir, we are just providing you free of cost quotation on how you can get 50% off on your monthly electric bill.
Okay.
So you are the homeowner, right?
You know, I was having trouble concentrating because you sound exactly like somebody I went to high school with. So, sorry. Say that part again.
Sir, you are the homeowner, right?
Sure.
Yes. And you are living in regular single family home.
Right.
Single home. Yes, sir. So just tell me this thing. Are you paying more than $100 on the electric bill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, sir.
Hang on. There's a bee on me. Hang on. There's a bee on my arm.
Okay.
Okay. You know what? You keep talking. What? I'm not going to talk, though, but go ahead and keep talking. Say that part again, and I'm just going to stay quiet because of this bee.
Okay, no problem, sir. Sir, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir. Talk to my supervisor. He will guide you much better than me.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for holding, sir. My name is... I'm the senior guy on the floor. How you doing today so far?
Sure.
Alrighty, God bless you. Is Anderson Roger, right?
Right.
Appreciate it. Basically, sir, what you're trying to do, we are providing you some free of cost quotation for you.
Yeah.
How you can save your money up to 50% on your electric bill. Like, you got electric company with PG&E, or you got different right now, Mr. Roger?
It's totally crawling up my arm. It's crawling on my arm. It's freaking me out. But it's not mad. I guess it's okay. Anyway, so sorry. You keep talking. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Sorry, sir?
Okay, it's gone. Hey, okay, so you know when I said I was listening to you during the bee thing? Actually, I was just concentrating on the bee. I'm sorry. So can you start over? What were you saying during the bee?
Sir, hello? What you're trying to do?
Yes.
We are providing you free of cost.
Wait, is this a real person?
Yeah, it's a real person. What was that?
Okay, so I just woke up from a nap. I'm still kind of groggy, and I took some medicine that doesn't help. So, you know that feeling when you just wake up, you need a couple minutes to think and figure out what's going on, maybe get some coffee. Do you drink coffee? Hey, honey, is there any coffee left?
Yeah, I need that coffee, you know. I'm very tired right now.
So can you just go a little slower? Who's this?
William.
Hang on a second. Hang on. There's a bunch going on here. Hang on. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Who's this? What are you calling about again?
I'm calling you about a solar panel, sir. We are selling you solar, as like solar system. Like, would you be interested to buy a solar panel?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Hello?
Would you be interested to buy a solar panel, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So you are the homeowner. It's a single family house, right?
You know, I was having trouble concentrating because you sound exactly like somebody I went to high school with. So sorry. Say that part again.
You are homeowner. It's a single family house plus street in the California 91.
Right.
Okay, and you paying electric bill around up to $100, right?
Okay.
What's your electric company name? PG&E, Pepco, Pico, what's the name?
Yeah.
Like PG&E?
Oh, actually, hey, hang on a second. Hey, honey. Yeah? Well, I'm on the phone. Well, we haven't really gotten that far. I'm not sure yet. Sorry, who, never mind. Can I talk to you later, honey? Okay, thanks, bye. Sorry, okay, I'm back. So who's this?
Yes, sir.
Start over. Who's this? Why are you calling?
Sure. My name is William, and I'm calling you from solar. We're going to just providing you free information regarding the solar panel, how you can save your money 50%.
Right.
Like, who's your power supplier? It's a PG&E, Pepco, Pico. Do you remember right now?
Sure.
Who's your power supplier?
Right.
It's a PG&E, right?
Oh, geez. Hang on. There's a bee on me. Hang on. There's a bee on my arm. Okay, you know what? You keep talking. I'm not going to talk, though, but go ahead and keep talking. Say that part again, and I'm just going to stay quiet because of this bee.
Sir, are you working right now? Right. What are you doing?
It's totally crawling up my arm. It's crawling on my arm. It's freaking me out, but it's not mad. I guess it's okay. Anyway, so sorry, you keep talking. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Okay, sir. So,
yeah,
I want to tell you something. Are you mad? I am mad.
Yeah.
You mad, right?
Okay, it's gone. Hey, okay, so you know when I said I was listening to you during the bee thing? Actually, I was just concentrating on the bee. I'm sorry. So, can you start over? What were you saying during the bee?
Oh, yeah, what the f*** is going on? You're recording to me.
Right.
All right. All right. One other thing is, how does it work? Is the bot going to be speaking over the telemarketer, or does it wait for pauses, or how does it work?
Well, it took forever to develop this algorithm because I never wanted anyone accidentally to go to this. And so I had to do some very selective picking and choosing on my home phone at home. That's how all this began, is I intercepted calls and would challenge the caller, you know, for one. I just press one if you're a real person, right? And then you would ring my house. And if you didn't press one, I you know, you were probably some sort of auto dialer or something that way. And so I had to wait for repeat calls. And it was a very long development process. But yes, it detects noise, inflection. It tries to do a little speech recognition. But a lot of these telemarketers are calling from poor quality systems, or there's a lot of background noise, or they have heavy accents. And so speech recognition is not enough to try to determine what's going on. And so there's a lot of listening into, you know, noise and inflection and things that way. But once you, it's interesting because these robots, once you know they're a robot, it's not very convincing, right? And if you're trying to, you know, have a normal conversation with a robot, again, it's not very convincing. But telemarketers, they just want to hear yes, right? If you understand the banter and the patterns of a telemarketer, they just want to hear yes. And they you know, they want to hear someone who's interested, and once you're on the phone for 3 minutes with a telemarketer, they think they've struck gold, right? Because their calls never last that long. And so they'll just keep talking. And by the time you get to 8 minutes, they've invested so much time into that call, now they really don't want to hang up, right? They're really trying to convince, you know, Whitey Whitebeard, the old man, they're really trying to convince him that he needs to buy some Viagra, right? And because he's been on the phone for 8 minutes. So why, you know, he must be interested, right? And so it's kind of interesting that these telemarketers, once you understand the banter and the pattern of how they talk and engage with you, you know, I developed a robot around that banter is what ended up happening.
Okay, so this is not like the person speaks to the bot and there's just like a recording of 3 minutes of responses.
No, it's very complicated. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of complexity in, behind the scenes to make all this work out and convince the telemarketer that they're engaged and interested.
Okay, let's say you have a particularly dull telemarketer who never really catches on. How long, in principle, could this go on?
Well, I have had calls go on for over 20 minutes, and they seem to be, it's funny, it seems to be a cable company, right? These cable and internet companies, because they ask you if you like movies, you know, they ask you a lot of yes or no questions, but I certainly have telemarketers, IRS, Windows support. I've certainly got a lot of them going on for well over 20 minutes. It's not super common. But I have hundreds or probably at this point, thousands of calls that last well over 20, 30 minutes.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. That's really amazing.
And it's very satisfying, right? To think that that person can, you know, I just wasted 20, 30 minutes of that person's time plus break time. And by the way, when an agent is engaged, getting back to the telecom, right? Those auto dialers get busy signals, ring no answer, answering machines, voicemail. Auto dialers fail to connect to a human being most of the time, right? Whatever their ratio is, 5% of the time they might get a real person. So if you have a telemarketer who's idle, who is not on the phone in your operation, those auto dialers will crank up and call 20, 30, 40 calls at once just to try to get a human being to feed to that telemarketer. So if I can tie up a telemarketer for 10 minutes, those auto dialers have to crank back down again and they can't call as many channels. So even though I've tied up a telemarketer for 20 minutes, I may have prevented thousands of telephone calls on the network during that engagement.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is it possible for me as not a telemarketer, but as somebody who's curious to see how this would work, can I play with the bot myself? Can I call up and use it?
Yes. So everybody gets a couple free phone calls into the bot. And then you can also subscribe. You could go for $2. You can subscribe for a month if you want to just play with them unlimited. But yeah, everybody can call the bots and listen in. And then I've got a very active YouTube channel, and you can listen to plenty of examples of these robots there.
All right. Well, that sounds like fun. Now, is there anything I've left out of this story that you want to tell?
Well, I do have a line of business bots, right? So the business side of telemarketing is cold calling. And businesses are oftentimes crushed under the weight of cold callers, the receptionists especially, or any of the admins or secretaries who work for the CFOs and CTOs and things like that. Those guys get cold calls all the time. And so I do have a line of business bots that are designed for cold callers. And that sounds like kind of a crazy receptionist. And then there's an office worker that she transfers to. So the receptionist will eventually transfer the office worker. And then the office worker will eventually transfer back to the receptionist. And I have had calls go back and forth a couple times with those too. So yeah, there's a line for businesses as well.
I am looking at it right now. Boy, that is, that's just unbelievable. So how long have you been doing this? When did this all start?
This started in February of 2016.
Oh, so it's been going a while.
It has. I'm very fortunate. And somehow, this is the crazy thing. You know, there's a lot of haters on the internet, right?
No, I refuse to believe that.
I know, right? And so what is interesting is I've managed to find something, and thank goodness, because like I said, I'm just a quiet introvert. I'm the guy behind the wall plugging wires together, and you guys talk, right? I'm usually the guy behind the scenes. So I don't have the shields set up for abuse and hate, right? I just didn't know how I would handle that. And that's why I originally, when I posted this, I just didn't even use my last name. I just faked it behind, you know, Jolly Roger Telephone Company. And somehow I've managed to tap into something that worldwide is just loved. Everybody loves it all over the world. And I just don't have any of the hate directed at me, thank goodness, right? I'm not inviting it on your show. But everybody seems to hate telemarketers, and everybody seems to love what I'm doing, and I'm very, very fortunate.
How do you promote this? I guess not through cold calling.
Definitely not. I have, you can imagine, I have an aversion to marketing myself, right? Because it's not that I mind email marketing, that, you know, that's great. Like you said, people at least opt in for that. And we have sophisticated spam blockers to prevent, you know, email marketing that we don't want to see, right? So I've been very fortunate. There's a lot of word of mouth. There's an online community that is much better at social networking than I am, right? And so much the same way you heard about me, a lot of other people are hearing about me as well. I get a lot of press and people interested that way. But I do not advertise yet. I just don't, and I certainly don't make a lot of cold calls, and I don't send a lot of email out. So yeah, this is all word of mouth.
Well, it's amazing. And of course, it didn't hurt to have that article in Business Insider. And then somebody posted that in my private Facebook group and said, you got to talk to this guy. And when I took one look at it, and at first I thought, well, I'm not sure. Maybe we would discuss this for 3 minutes and then we'd have nothing else to say. And then the more I thought about it, I thought, no, I have a million things I want to ask this guy. And then plus playing excerpts is just the icing on the cake. Being able to play the clips. I mean, the thing sells itself. And you know, the thing is, you don't have an affiliate program. I have no affiliate connection with you whatsoever. I just think you're doing something really great and that people can have fun with, and that in many cases, you really, really are fighting against terrible injustices and having a blast doing it. How could it be better than that? So I really do hope, now in case if you're on the road, you can't write down the website, the show notes page for today is tomwoods.com/937. That's where I'll have the link. But if you are able to jot it down or you're at your computer, it's Jolly Roger Telco, TELCO.com. And you're going to have fun playing with the site, but don't just leave. Sign, I mean, $6 a year. I mean, come on, you can find that. That just means every month you find 50 cents in your couch cushions. I think you can do that. So help out Roger, because he's doing great work and it's fun and it's a service we all want and need. So check it out. I really appreciate your time and I hope you continue to have great success with this.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you very much for all the kind words. I really appreciate that. That's nice.
All right. Now, did that deliver or did that deliver? Absolutely great. I hope you'll check him out. TomWoods.com/937 is the show notes page, as I just said. Now, I do want to tell you about yet another website created by a listener. Isn't that amazing how many websites are created by listeners of this show? Before you know it, we're going to take over the whole internet, right? There's not even going to be room for anybody else. I don't think that's how it works, but all the same. Seems like it's moving in that kind of direction. This one is healthyexplorer.org, and it's really like a travelogue site written by, as I say, a listener of the show who's traveled to a number of parts of the United States and a number of countries around the world. He catalogs his travels, and in particular, places he went, things he did, restaurants where he ate, places where you can get bargains, ways to travel cheaply, all kinds of juicy stuff and good advice like that. So if you are interested in travel, you might want to take a quick look at healthyexplorer.org. And of course, if you would like me to mention your website, well, before you started that site, you needed to use my hosting link. So if you haven't yet started your site, then go to tomwoods.com/publicity and you'll see how simple it is to get this nice shout out that'll get you a nice burst of traffic, plus several other really, really valuable free bonuses. So all the details on that are available at tomwoods.com/publicity. Now let's see. It is, okay, so tomorrow will be Friday, if you're listening to these in order, and I got Murphy coming on, Bob Murphy, and we're going to talk about some tough, hardcore, difficult questions for anarcho-capitalism, and that's going to be a ton of fun. So I will see you then.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit TomWoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.